There's a well-known Ran. The Ran says the following idea. Says the Ran that we know that the mitzvah bo yoseh b'mishluchoi, that there's a mitzvah that a person should be mekadosh when he goes to get married. He should get married by himself, not through a shliach. Now the Gemara says the same applies to a woman. A woman should go ahead and to get married directly, not through a messenger, not through an intermediary, because the mitzvah is on her, not with a messenger. So the Ran asks what mitzvah there is. Bishma by the husband, there's a mitzvah of pruvu to multiply, so there's a mitzvah. But by her, the Gemara says, in Yevamos, right, that only applies to the male. The female doesn't have the mitzvah. So why is it? So says the Ran in the beginning of the second Perek Kiddushin, because she has a mitzvah to enable the husband to do the mitzvah. In other words, because the husband can't do without her, so therefore there is an idea to enable him to do the mitzvah. And therefore, she is considered a mitzvah, even though she's not obligated, and it's not a mitzvah. So Chedusha and Sheshem on the spot asks, where do you ever see such a thing? Because somebody is enabling somebody else to do a mitzvah is a mitzvah? Where do you see that? Right? In other words, a poor person, because he's enabling the rich guy to do a mitzvah, doesn't have the mitzvah tzedakah. Only the rich guy has a mitzvah tzedakah, not the poor person. So the Ma'arit answers, he says, is different. He says, what the Ran is tafka talking is about pruvu, because pruvu is a very unique mitzvah. Why? Because the husband can never be mekayim the mitzvah without his wife. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah in a way that you need a female to do to have children. So therefore, his mitzvah needs her. And therefore, she is a part of his mitzvah. And therefore, there is a mitzvah bo yoseh b'mishluchoi. What the Ran is saying, the enabler, is dafka by the mitzvah pruvu. Because by mitzvah pruvu, he cannot do the mitzvah without her. Now, why is pruvu such a thing? That comes out that she is not obligated to have children, but she's a part of the mitzvah of the husband to facilitate, to enable him to have children. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such a mitzvah in such a crazy way? His mitzvah he cannot do without her, because he needs his wife. He can't marry somebody else. It has to be his wife. Unless he marries somebody else, then he's his wife. But you always need your wife, your female, to have children. But she has no mitzvah, but she enables the husband to do the mitzvah. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it in such a way? Now, what's more interesting, there's another mitzvah which is the same. The mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, a husband, or a male is obligated, a female is not obligated. Libnechem, right? There is no mitzvah for women to learn. But the Gemara says, in Daf Samech Beis Brochas, Hanin Noshe B'mai Kazachin, what's the schus of the mitzvah and how they know how the goyin learns, is the mitzvah, we need Talmud Torah for Tchias HaBeisim. How do women get Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says the schar, that they wait for the husband and they encourage the husband, that they teach the children to learn. So they enable the husbands and the children to learn, so they share in their mitzvah. So again, the same thing. They have no obligation, but their chelik of the mitzvah is enabling the husband to do a mitzvah. Davka Talmud Torah and the mitzvah pruvu. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah in such a curve? Give them the mitzvah also. If not giving them the mitzvah, their mitzvah is to enable the husbands of the male to do it. Pruvu and Talmud Torah. Question number one. Question number two is the following. The aloha is the Gemara, right? And that's how we pass. The Rambam passes that a person should get married at the age of 17 or perhaps the age of 18. Right? The Gemara says the age of 18. Now, asks the... everybody asks, one second, the mitzvah is yochai when you're bar mitzvah. Why the mitzvah of getting married is 17 or 18? So the Smain Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph in Ebenezer says because a person has to learn before. So Talmud Torah has to come before getting married, and a person starts learning at the age of 15, he needs a couple years, either 2 or 3, and the maximum is 5 years. Whatever, that's why to the age of 20, but he needs to be able to learn. Now, so Rabbi Chanan asks the Kasha in the beginning of Kovetz Ors, and he says on second, Talmud Torah, the Gemara in Kotten Daftes, says that every mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah, you exempt from another mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah that's not the case, Talmud Torah. If you're learning, you still have to do the mitzvahs. Except for a mitzvah she'efshel lekayem al yedei acherim. If there is a mitzvah that somebody else could do it, then you could learn and be exempt. Otherwise, you have to do it. So why is Talmud Torah doiche pruvu? So says Rabbi Chanan, because here it's not being doiche pruvu, you're only postponing pruvu. So it's like efshel lekayem al yedei acherim, because you could perform the mitzvah later. So Talmud Torah has the ability to do that. As long as you could, the mitzvah Talmud Torah could postpone Talmud Torah, could postpone a mitzvah, or could be in a way that you could do in a different form. But then there's Krabal Chon, so that's why maybe it's Doiche. But the Rambam in Halacha Gimel Perek Tezvov in Chosisho says, what happens, somebody's like Ben Azai. Ben Azai did never got married. Why he says Chosh Konav Sheba Torah? I was too attached to learning, I couldn't get married. So then the Rambam says, it's okay. And a person, there's no offering. One second, Talmud Torah can only postpone a mitzvah, perhaps. For sure, if it's actually covered the Acheri, but how can Talmud Torah exempt you from Purvu? So says Rabbi Chon, it's not an exemption. Ben Azai was an oines. He could not get married. It's not that he decided to give Torah to push away. He was an onus. That's what Rabbi Chon writes in Kaveh Seoros. But the Pe'al is the Shulchan. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, anybody who's chosh kanav sheba Torah, who wants to learn, he has no problem pushing Purvu. If that's oines, Rama should have said, if he's oines, Rama doesn't say that. So the question is, how is Talmud Torah push away Purvu? Question number two. And the Chorez Mavshul the Rama, the Ben Azai was able to push away Purvu. Question number two. And the question number three is the Gro. The Gro says, Rochel could not have children, and she had to get a Shivcha. And the Shivcha, the head, her Shivcha is Bilha, says the Gro, because every one of the Imohes had the hay to be able to give birth. Even Sarah could not give children until her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. So Rochel was missing. The only M that doesn't have a hay is Rochel. And she needs a hay to get married, to be able to have children. That's why she gets Bilha, which has two hays, one hay for her own and one hay for herself to be able to give birth. Rachela. So the question is why? This is crazy. Why did the hay to be able to give birth? So there are three questions. Number one, why is the mitzvah by the Isha, both by Talmud Torah and Purvu, that she's an enabler not to do the mitzvah? Why does this push Talmud Torah? The only mitzvah that pushes Talmud Torah, the Chor, is Purvu, and why did the hay? To explain all of this, I want to bring you what the Gro says in Yohel Or and the Gro in Tikkuni Zoyah. And this is a continuation of the spoke about the female. You realize that the male and the female in this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he presents himself to us, he has two parts of him. He has the male form and the female form. We've been speaking about that. The male form, as we know, is the chesed, is the potential. The female form is the midas adin, the one that limits, constrains, and channels the potential. That's the female. The female, if you go and you understand better, even deeper, the male is the spiritual, and the female is the giver, because the male is the one that gives it. The female is the one which is the receiver, which is the creation of the creatures to be able to receive God's emanation. So God created the dual form, where he gives, and he gives the ability to receive and to get it. That's called the Shechina. The Shechina is something called Malchus, which is the Koyach HaMekabel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and that's called the female Koach. Says the Gro, the female Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be revealed through children. The same way, in other words, the Koyach HaMekabel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only exist through people. People are able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mekablim, the world in itself doesn't reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always say the female has an idea of tznius. A female has to be tzanua. She has to be modest. There is modesty by females. Why specifically there's females? There is modesty by females? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his female form, he is also modest. Why? The female form is the physical, is the world of existence, the world of Mekabelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself here in the world. So the female has to hide herself. That's why Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima is because in the female of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also hiding himself. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize the female only when there's children? Because people are able to perceive and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Then the world in itself doesn't show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how who is able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dafka the creatures, Dafka the people. Like Yuval Harari has a book called Obadeos. And it says in his book of Odeos, he says, religion is a narrative. Humans created a construct of religion. You don't see religion in the world. The Hakor v'Kadosh Baruch Hu is not out there. We, through our intellect, we can perceive and understand that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Says the girl, that's what it is. Because the female of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it only realizes itself through children. That's why the Gemara says, Ein ha'isha l'alebonim. The Isha only becomes a full Isha when she has children. That's why you realize something very interesting. As we spoke, Isha needs to get married. That's why Rochel, when she has no children, know what she says, Vim ayin meisa noichi. Without children, I'm dead. Because the same way the female force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist unless they are children. This is the letter which relates to that. Is the letter Hey. That's the female letter. You realize that every word in Hebrew, if you want to turn this into the female, you put a Hey. The Hey is making it in Hebrew. What does the word Hey mean? Means here it is. Hey idea. If you put a Hey, you make something very clear, you define. Because the female is the one that realizes. Hey is the koyach ha'olada, is a dalet with a yud inside. The dalet is able to see the yud. Is a dalet that has a yud in perspective. Because that's what the hey is all about, is that the dalet, the people who have nothing, the mekablim, they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gross says, the letter of Leda, to have children, to be able to have children, to bring fruits into the Olam Hazeh, you need the hey, which is the female letter, which is the dalet recognizing the yud. This recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the realization of the Shekhinah, can come in two ways. Either in the physical sense by having people, or in the spiritual sense by having Talmidim. HaKadosh Baruch is Mizgale Boilam Hazeh. The Rambam always says, how do you see HaKadosh Baruch Boilam Hazeh? How do humans see HaKadosh Baruch? How do you see HaKadosh Baruch? There are two ways of seeing HaKadosh Baruch. Either through the physical world, through the Bria, or through what? Ketzad O'Avir B'Talmud Torah. One is the physical sense, that you're able to see the Bria in Kavod HaKadosh Baruch realization, or through learning. That's connected the two Hays of Shem Shamayim, which is connected the Bris HaPeh, the Bris HaMor, and the Bris HaLoshon, and the Bris HaMor, through the mouth, which is Talmud Torah, Talmidim, or through Purur Vu. That's why Purur Vu and Talmud Torah are the same thing. You're creating creatures to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Torah creates Talmidim, and Purur Vu creates Bonim. The physical sense and the spiritual sense, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Rambam is very right. The mitzvah is each interchangeable, is Talmud Torah and Purur Vu. Abosha Wai says, Minchas Osher, Chazal al Korchach, the fact that a person learning could exempt himself from Purur Vu, Chazal are understanding the Purur Vu and Talmud Torah are Hainu Hach. That makes a lot of sense. Both are the hay, one of the physical sense, or the spiritual sense. That's the koyach and the keva. That's why you need the hay to be able to exercise. And therefore, you could understand why it's only an enabler. The idea of the hay, of the nekeva, she by nature is only enables us to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You realize that the mekablim, all the mekablim is the idea, the nekeva, that she has nothing of her own except to allow a Kadosh Baruch Hu to shine. The children, the mekablim, the talmidim, is the idea of them allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be Megala himself. The nekeva, which is the talmidim and the children through the Bria and through Torah, they are makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala himself. That's why both the nekeva's mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of Purur Vu is enabling the Zohar to do the mitzvah. Because to realize that in the Keva, the children and the Talmidim, what we do is enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine here. We don't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to here, we enable him to be seen. V'shochanti v'osuli mikdas v'shochanti b'soicham. So it comes out that in the Keva, the female form in Olam Hazeh, is an expression of the female form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which all the humans are. The recognition of the humans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the female, through the Mekablim, can only shine himself in two ways. Either through the Bria, through children, or through Torah, through Talmidim. That's why both of them are Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why stating Gemara, anybody who doesn't do Purur Vu is Memait Esadmus. Is Memait the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilui in the female form, only comes through Talmidim or through Bonim. That's why Bonim and Talmidim are the same mitzvah. It comes through the hay, which is the dalet, in perspective, looking at the yud, allowing the yud to to be able to shine. And that's why this mitzvah is the only mitzvah that the nekeva has no mitzvah of her own. Her mitzvah is to enable the husband to do it. The same way the koyach of the females is the recognition to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine and to be something by Olam Hazeh.
The greatness of Hashem, he had no children, his Talmidim are his children.
Absolutely.
And the Archaim had no children, his Torah is his children.
By the way.
And the Zera Shimshon also his Torah is his children.
And the Chazonish didn't have, that's why the people who have the Lubavitch Rebbe didn't have. Yeah. All these people who are very big in Talmidim, by nature they have no children, because one example the other. Chazonish, the Zera Shimshon, the Archaim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Kayadua, he had what they doing. The ones who were the unbelievable paradigm shifters, they didn't have, because it's all Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu either through the Bria. By the way, that's can I get the Hava Soilam and Yitzeron. Shmuel always says, why the Yitzeron and Hava Soilam? Because you have Yavdes Hashem Alekecha, Kitzado Haveu, Shma Yisrael, either through the Bria, that's Yitzeron and Rehoshech, or through Torah Hava Soilam. That's the way how we begal, Talmidim, children, that's the Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's dependent on the people to recognize. Wow.